All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Late Night Open Mic, and I got quite a lot of things to talk about. We got a full house here, and, well, first of all, let's talk about what happened to me. First of all, as you guys know, my mother has COVID. She's getting a little better. She's on that kind of, like, weak phase where, you know, she doesn't have any problem walking around or anything. But, you know, you just get a little bit... She says she feels better. She doesn't have a fever or anything like that, but you just get kind of... She says she feels like a truck has ran over her. That's what she feels like. But basically, adding insult to injury, she was also, even though I told her, you know, you got a 5-day quarantine, you're not really supposed to be going anywhere, but she says she ran out of medicine. She was headed to the Dollar General. And I live in an area where there's a very large... African-American population, just that's it. I mean, we have a very, very, very large. And basically, my mother was driving, and this woman kept, she said she kept speeding faster and faster. She wouldn't slow down. And she hit, front end hit my mother. And when she hit the car, see, I was at work. And she hit the car, which of course I pay on, and totaled the whole front of the car. And of course, the airbag deploys. And instead of saving my mother, it ends up messing her arm up. Like, she's got a thing on her arm now that, because of it. My mother's okay. Like, she didn't get killed or anything like that. Obviously, she's walking around and all that kind of thing. But, basically, what happened is, this German Shepherd, and yes, it's a German Shepherd, she gets out, and she is cussing and yelling at my 62-year-old mother, just giving her the damn business. And my mother's in shock. And I'm yelling at my... I'm texting yelling at my mother. My mother, she's... I was upset, because I was like, oh, my God. We've spent so much time trying to fight for that car, you know, and it's totaled now. And then all of a sudden, like, I didn't realize she was in shock. She literally said, I want to die and all this crap. I mean, she was in shock. She didn't know what the hell was going on. So they took her to the ambulance, and basically she went to the hospital, and they checked up on her. She started to feel a little better, and of course, you know, I apologize, because people can die from shock. So I was like, yeah, I better go in there and kind of apologize, and, you know, all that kind of thing. And we did, and she got better, and things are, you know, a little better, but, I mean, still, it's totaled the whole fucking car. So basically, they're going to give us a rental on Monday, and as far as the car goes, they have to basically have her insurance come over, look at the car, see if it's totaled, and then if it's totaled to what they consider, they'll give us a new one, which more or less it is, because the whole front of the car is completely totaled, you cannot drive it. So that's pretty much what happened there. Okay, other things I got to talk about. DP, I said in the video, he's got all kinds of shit going on. My mother has COVID, so it'll be about 2 weeks or so, and he can come back in October. So we're going to wait till October, bring him back, and start doing our horror month, you know, because it's all horror October. That's our thing, guys. We might not even be doing the the being a dick style games. We might be doing horror movies where we do commentary on really fucked up horror movies that you guys haven't seen and... I've tracked down. There's so many I want to show you guys. Like, some are really sexy, raunchy, crazy whores. You'll see. You guys will see what I'm talking about.
Have we found you some horror, no erotic VNs to do?
Hmm?
I said, surely there's going to be some horror VNs that don't have any of that... etchy stuff in it.
Oh, well, yeah, we've got them, but we're still gonna do etchy horror. We're still gonna do etchy horror games. We've got a bunch.
Now, I'm saying, I'm sure there's some VNs that don't have any etchy, and it's just horror.
Yeah, we've got a few of those. We might fuck with. We could finish Fatal 12, which a lot of people have asked for a conclusion to. So, I mean, I want to finish it because I'm actually pretty close to the end of it. So, I probably should finish that one. Gonna play as Treasure Hunter Claire here. Which is another game you can get from Kagura. It's a good game. You should play Treasure Hunter Claire. Alright. Okay, yeah, I know.
Treasure Hunter Claire, was it?
Yeah, Treasure Hunter Claire. It's a classic.
I'm gonna get it right now.
Okay.
I'll get it right bloody now.
Okay. classic. It's good. It supports Kagura. And it's interesting that Kagura would work with Shady Corner Games. Shady Corner Games is actually... They wanted to give me free, like, stuff to, you know, basically play on my channel. But they're like, well, do you use Steam? I said, no, I only really use DRM-free games. So I said, you know, I'll just buy your games off Itch, you know, and I'll play them like that. Because everything that's like $20 over there, he's from Australia. So everything that's $20 over there is usually a little cheaper here. So this game was like $19.99 and I only got it for $10, you know, because of the difference in prices. So I would recommend this game, even though it's in early access, it's complete. Like, you can play four cups in it. And there's a whole bunch of racers, and they keep updating constantly. It's an early access game that they want you to play early access because they keep adding things, and they make it surprises, so it gives you a reason to keep coming back to the game. So, I mean, it's like a fully finished game, to be absolutely honest. I mean, you can play four full cups, but they just like, oh, we're going to add some new tracks. We're going to add some new racers. So you're not just getting a full game that you can play all the way through, but you're getting extra content. Like, all the time. Every couple of months, they'll update it. They'll add new challenges, new events, stuff like that. So, it's cool. I wish more developers would do this with their early access games. They're like, yeah, here's kind of like a full game, but we're just going to add more stuff to it. That's kind of like with Cyberpunk, you know? Like, Cyberpunk started out, it was pretty much, it felt like an early access game. And they're actually doing that kind of model now. Where they're like, yeah, you can play our game completely and we'll still bug fix and stuff, but here we've added this, here we're adding that, here we're putting in this, we're putting in that. So see, they keep adding things to the game, so you have a reason to go back and play it. Because normally you just play a game and be done with it, right? Like a lot of times when you play a game, like, you're finished. Like, yeah, okay, I'm not probably going to go back to that one. I mean, there's a lot of games we can think of that we've never returned to. We're just like, eh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, nah, I don't want to do that. By the way, I'm going to turn you guys up a little bit. Tack, you're a little bit low on the volume. I'll turn you up. There we go.
How about now?
Oh, yeah, you're good now.
I was also turned away from my mic for a second.
That's okay. I'm kind of in the trash. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I made... For those of you that remember the first time we played this, yeah, there's certain things you can say to charm the girls. And then, of course, there's things you can say to piss them off. But I'm really trying to play the Bone Town track, and I don't know where it is. So hopefully I'll find it, but I'm wanting to play it, because it even has the iconic Bone Town logo. But yeah, okay, we do have some other stuff to talk about, other than gaming and all that kind of thing. Alright, so, we gotta talk about my guest. Obviously, my guest is a former escort, former groupie. She's been with all kinds of different bands and things. She's not even gonna lie, and she has some pretty crazy stories. Stories that I'm not going to mention here. I know some of it, but she knows a lot more, and she can give you more detail. But basically, she wants to put her story out there. And I think, and I asked her, I said, you know, what do you think of this OnlyFans stuff? What do you think? I mean, this is an old school, back in the day, you know, escort type situation. She's almost 40 years old. So she's got a lot of, you know, old school escorts. She remembers the days of the Johns and stuff like that. So she can talk, I mean, I know that stuff still goes on, but it's now more OnlyFans. And I kind of want to know what she has to say. You know, she's now in the Orthodox Church, which, you know, you guys can make of that what you want. But, you know, she's basically trying to maybe change her ways a little bit, kind of make up for a lot of the shit that she did in the past. And make sure that her daughters aren't raised that same way. Because she doesn't want her daughters to be, you know, like she was. And that's probably a good thing. She does have a boyfriend. She's had a lot of different boyfriends over the years. It's, yeah, just one of those things. But, yeah, she's gonna tell about her story. She actually wants to be part of the show. I didn't tell you that yet, but she wants to be part of the show. I don't know how that's going to go, and I don't know how that's going to work. And she does have Discord, and she does have a microphone. She has a whole studio set up at her house. So, yeah. I said, look, we can try it, but we are a Manosphere channel. We're not going to, you know, like, guys, I'm not going to change my format because we have a woman on the thing. Like, if Star Wars Girl is on a show, you know, or another female in the Manosphere, or whatever, geek sphere, whatever you want to call this, Drexel's not going to change his, you know, what he says. He's still going to be him.
No.
Yeah, and Drexel actually, he really wants to hear what she has to say. Him and I have been talking, and he's like, yeah. He said, this is going to be good entertainment. He's ready. He wants to see it. So, I might even bring him on if he wants in. Oh, yeah. I'll bring him on. But, she'll be on. And, I don't know what's going on again with DP. We'll see. Hopefully we can get him back soon. Because we really can't do our Married with Children and stuff until he gets back. And we want to continue our Married with Children and Zelda and stuff. But until then, I'll be doing my own separate things. Like, I'll be doing different cartoons, different shows. And I'll also be doing different games. Obviously, we're done with Being a Dick. We uploaded the last of Season 2 today to 3 viewers! 3 viewers on MGTOW.TV! But, of course, BitChute's our bigger audience there, so... Well, that's my fault. I had a lot. I actually had time to upload it. It's actually my fault. I had plenty of time to upload it, so you can beat me for that, because I had plenty of time to do it on the work Wi-Fi. I could have had that uploaded today. But I didn't, so you can beat me on that. Monday, maybe I'll be able to get... Or Tuesday, I might be able to get it up there. Along with some edited hentai videos, because I've got to give them their visual novel week, and... They have a different visual novel week, because I have to go through and edit the older videos for them. So they're about a week behind. But other than that, yeah, they don't mind. I mean, they get a lot of views, so it is what it is. But, all right. So, that's done. Now, we can talk about the other things I've got to mention here. All right, so, I've been watching some videos, and of course... We need to go ahead and talk about the fucking bullshit that Better Bachelor and Coach... I think it was... No, it wasn't Coach Greg Adams, but it was Better Bachelor was talking about. Where these guys were basically doing leg-lengthening surgery. These are tech millionaires. Billionaires, right? Well, I don't know about billionaires, but they're pretty wealthy dudes. And they're... Basically, one of the guys, according to the article, he got... basically the girl, she said that he wasn't tall enough and she made fun of him for his height. And instead of just laughing it off and not giving a shit, he took it to heart and decided he would spend $150,000 for a leg... This is actually a big Chinese thing, where it's a leg lengthening surgery. And they break the femur and they have to basically regrow it. And it can give you up to about 3 inches of length. To your legs. So basically not only that, but this is an extremely painful surgery. Like, and I'm not talking about just the surgery itself, guys. This surgery is so bad that when you get done with it, you have excruciating pain for a long, long time. Because everything is stretched and has to grow.
Oh, yeah, because doesn't it, like, involve breaking your legs or something?
It's breaking
yes, you're literally making a microfracture or whatever to cleanly break your legs.
Yeah.
There was a whole episode of CSI talking about the midgets who did this, and, yeah, it's got terrible long-term effects.
And
I bet.
And you know what? The surgeon in the article said he's got 20 guys, software engineers, that are doing this surgery now. Just right now, he's got 20 software engineers, I mean, they're all doing this surgery. And I'm like, you fucking idiots. And they think, you know, just because they want a date, the money isn't enough. The money, it's already been proven. These are tech millionaires. There's the kind of guys, even Better Bachelor was talking about this. Normal fucking dudes could have a girlfriend. Normal fucking dudes. And now we've got guys that are tech millionaires that are like most women back in my day would kill to have a man with that kind of money. And they're like, oh, no, nope, you're not good enough. You're too short, Mr. Millions. Come back when you grow a few inches. I'm like, what? What kind of Twilight Zone world are we living in right now? It's like,
you know, Grim, I've actually had my legs broken, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But, you know, I had my legs broken, got some hardware installed, fixed up. You know, they're breaking them, then they're stretching them out, then putting hardware in, and then who knows what kind of additional... I had to get plastic surgery on top of mine. I had an open wound and all that. So imagine fucking broken, hardware installed.
Oh, my God.
Some plastic surgery. Because, I mean, if you're going to lengthen your legs, I mean, you don't have more skin, right? You might have to graft some skin, put some additional shit in there. You have to lengthen everything. Like, fuck me.
Right.
I can't imagine.
And your legs, that was probably an accident, though. That wasn't intentional.
That was from a workplace accident,
yes. I'm pretty sure we can ask Tiger Woods on leg injuries. He's well known for it.
I mean, my God, this is just incredible. See, I just can't believe it. And, you know, Better Bachelor was talking about this. I don't know if it was either him or Coach Greg Adams, but one of these guys, they were talking about these women are just, they're expecting way too much from men. And then, you know, because I had an argument with a 30-something-year-old woman, and she's married, by the way, old-school trad wife. Basically, she told me, you know, because I told her I was a doll owner. I knew other doll owners and things like that. And I was trying to explain, okay, I don't know how much the doll community knows about the guy that basically had posted pictures of his doll that was pregnant with a baby doll. I don't know if you guys remember that one. There was a guy that apparently did this.
Oh, yeah, that was cringe.
Now this guy...
Do you have a link to that? I'm curious.
Okay, but this... No, unfortunately, I don't. But this guy, unfortunately, is a very bad dude. Like, he's actually terrorized his family, and he killed his wife, and, yeah, he's done some really, you know, things I definitely don't condone, and I don't think the doll community would really want to have that as, you know, a person like that as a part of the, but yeah, I was basically saying, basically, no, we don't claim him, you know? I mean, just being honest, somebody that killed your wife and, yeah, stuff like that, terrorized his family, you know, it's not a very good...
Yeah, watch him be on Jerry Springer or something and be the new face of doppelgangers everywhere.
But basically, yeah, this happened a while back, guys, this happened a long while back. It's not anything to really worry about too much, but yeah.
Just wait till it gets enough momentum and they have that card in their back pocket.
Now, I will be honest. The girl that I was talking with, she was actually very... Like, I thought that she was just going to be like, you know... But no, she was actually understanding. She's like, look, if you're happy, that's all that really matters. Because, you know, at first she was like, well, you know, I don't get it. She's like, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to get, like, a cat or a dog or something if you want company. Or just be single. She's like, she just thought a doll seemed kind of bizarre. And she was like, you know, she's like, you know, if you get something like that or you don't really do anything. Well, she said that women don't nag if you are a... Like, a man with success, like, you're a successful man, you have a good job, stuff, which I said, no, that's not true.
And, I think you're doing this as well.
And, yeah, I know that's not true. I know that's not true. But basically, all I was telling her is, like, listen, lady, I've been through the dating. I've been through all that. I don't hate women. Nobody hurt me. I went through a lot of crazy relationships, but I just like, you know what? I don't like the drama, and I don't like all the craziness. I just want to be myself and have my doll. I like the way... I said a man likes it when he comes home from a hard day, and he can look at something beautiful. You know, he looks, it's like, you see your doll. Oh, yeah, she looks nice.
That's right.
That's all it is. You think it's like, oh, but what about... No, it's not about all that. We men are simple. I love how Better Bachelor did a video where he's talking about how young men are adapting. Young men aren't working as much. I mean, they're like, okay, so I don't have to save up to buy this big expensive ring, and I don't have to save up for my kids to go to college, and I don't have to work myself into the fucking ground to have this family. So I can just kind of chill and spend more time on my hobbies. And guys are okay with this. And basically they're saying, you know, young men, they get to be young men a little longer than normal instead of just being like, oh, you grow up and you get older. You know, it's like, no, I can be in my 30s and 40s and still do the kind of things I would do when I was a teenager in my 20s, like playing games and things like that. I can still enjoy that kind of stuff because it's still there for me. You look at guys like, I mean, I know Metal Jesus is married and stuff, but obviously he still enjoys the games and things that he, you know, played back when he was a kid and all the new games coming out. And it just really gets me excited when I see those pickup videos and they're like, oh, I picked up this game, and they'll show video footage of it. I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't know that game was out, or I didn't know they had the game. You know, you see games advertised all the time. There's more games being made now than I think there ever has been. And you don't really know. Like, you're not sure. You're like, I don't know if I should play this game or not. So I go on there, I look at the video, and I'm like, oh, man, that looks fun. Maybe I should go buy that. So I do. And, you know, it's... And, of course, there's classic games that are getting remastered all the time. I talked about this in my prior video, but all that stuff is... It's a really good time to be a gamer. It's just a really good time for it. And I know that there's a lot of guys that like this online gaming where you play the same game over and over. I can't be that guy. There's too many games coming out that I enjoy, and I think if I'm spending too much time playing one game, you know, there's a lot of other games that are, you know, probably even better that I'm missing out on. Like, there's a lot of guys, I'm going to play the new Call of Duty, I'm going to play the new Madden, I'm going to play... I don't care what people play, honestly. But I just think if you're playing the same game all the time, it's just going to get, you know, pretty lame. I don't, maybe it's the online that they like, playing with their friends. Could be something like that that I don't really get. But for me...
Social games is a thing that's, like, foreign to most people our age bracket.
Yeah, because I'm
you can't really get...
Go ahead.
Wait, go on.
Because, like,
some of these games are just online social hangouts.
That's
it's
really
like,
it. Yeah.
It's their equivalent to our couch co-op.
Yeah, it really is.
I get it. I mean, I get it. It's fine. I mean, there's a lot of cool games. I mean, you can play some other games online, like Ninja Turtles, I think, can play online co-op. So that's pretty cool. At least they're bringing some of the older games back for people to play online now. So, I mean, that's cool. They brought Turtles Tournament Fighters back for online play. That's pretty cool.
I think it's only the Genesis version, too. The Super Nintendo version isn't playable online for some reason.
Huh. That's weird. But still, you get those, and I think the arcade games are online. And I don't know about the Nintendo games. But if those are playable, that would be cool. What I didn't like about the Ninja Turtles collection is that Ninja Turtles 1 had no help or hints. Like what they did with the original games, like Ninja Turtles 3, they gave you a god mode. And that made that game so much easier because I never finished it before. But, then I go to play.
Kind of weird they didn't do that first.
But they didn't do it for the hard one. I'm like, dude, that's the game weird. People actually want. Okay, so I got number two. I'm doing all right. Plus, top three didn't impress her. Oh, damn it. I'm about to unlock this demon girl anyway. Succubus girl. Yep, unlocked Lucy. Yay, I got Lucy. Okay, anyway, a volcanic cavern. I'm just picking, like, guys, it does matter when you have choices. It depends on which one you, you know, like, it changes depending on which one you pick. Because they give you choices in this game. It tries to throw in dating sim, and I don't like that, because when I'm trying to play a game, I'm obviously not too worried about dating the girl right now. Like, I'm trying to just fucking race. It's Mario Kart. Like, it's literally Mario Kart.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about dating the girls. I mean, that's cool that it's
so
there.
So, you throw the race, will she give you a job unrelated to the cars?
Right. Right, it's... But yeah. Okay. So, another thing we want to talk about, basically, what was it? Coach Craig Adams was talking about this. He basically said that this chick from OnlyFans is upset because... her OnlyFans ruin her relationship prospectives. Like, nobody wants to date her. All these guys are ghosting her. But then again, she's saying shit like, oh, it has to be like the third date before I put out. I was like, okay, hold on just a second here. You're basically, you're like an online prostitute, basically. And all these guys are paying you money to get access to your, you know, your, I guess your parts, whatever you want to say, your jiggly parts.
And the picture is different, man.
And then you're like, oh no, but you no, it's like the guys that pay the money, they don't have to wait three fucking dates. She's like, oh no, it has to be three dates. What do you mean three fucking dates? Are you crazy? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I think, again, some of these broads just lost their fucking mind. And I don't get it. And then, of course, there was the article I saw from Dear Annie. It's not even, it used to be Dear Abby. It used to be Dear Abby.
Write a man, take away accountability and reason.
Right. But it used to be Dear Abby back in the day, and it's now Dear Annie. But basically, this guy's like, hey, now this is a good one. I actually showed this to Drex. I said, the article says, hey, I've been married to my wife for almost 50 years. And recently, she just told me that she lied about being a virgin. And basically, they said they raised their kids together for a long time and all that kind of thing. And now it turns out that she originally told him that she was a virgin. And 50 years later, when she's like a grandma, she's like, oh, honey, I got something I need to tell you. Well, you know, when I told you I was a virgin, I lied. You know, it feels like that, like the cackling old lady. It's like, you thought I was a virgin.
Hey, that's a lot higher standards than what we got going now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like,
when she settled, she did indeed keep the one she wanted. She didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but.
Unless that's next week's confession.
But then after that, she said that she lied again and told him that she had been date raped. And she hadn't been date raped. Wow, yeah.
Oh,
so,
come on.
So she lied to her man fucking twice. She lied to this... I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, how many other things has she lied about over the 50 years of marriage? It makes you not...
Everything else?
Damn it, I'm using a Docu Makura as a shield right now. I wish they would put something on the pillow. Oh, I know. I think you can get something on the pillow because they have an Under the Witch pillow that you can get. Yeah, they have. Yeah, just so you can have a pillow on your power, a thing on your power up. It'll basically be a different character from one of the games because you have a Docky as a shield in the game, and basically if people touch it, it acts like any shield. It just knocks them off.
So what, it's like the circling Koopa shells in Mario Kart?
Yes, except it's one Docu Makura. It'd be cool if they had more. Like, if you had multiple pillows, that would be cool. I know they're adding more features. This game is still early access, technically, so... But yeah, It's crazy, man, to think that you know somebody after all that time, and then they just pull that bullshit on them. Just unreal, guys. It's absolutely unreal.
Wait, when
they ask why people have trust issues?
Hmm? Do what?
It says then they ask us why we have trust issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly, guys. But, again, we gotta bring up what Better Bachelor said, what I have been saying. I mean, I'm going to say this right now. Like, a lot of guys, you know, if they want, they're enjoying being bachelors. They're enjoying their hobbies, you know, all the different things that we can do. And I even say, like, some guys have literally said, you know, your channel, like, is a necessary evil. Basically, they're saying, because I'm whacking off to characters on your videos or whatever, I'm not getting with some thought and getting her pregnant or, you know, risking all these other things. Now, some guys want dolls, and this is the one thing I'll say about dolls. It's like, if you want a doll, get a doll. If you don't want a doll, don't get a doll. It's up to you. If you want one, if you think that's going to be what you want, then by all means, go hit up Phil. He'll get you one. If you don't want one, you're like, oh, no, that's not for me. I'm not into that. It's not my thing. Then fine. Be a bachelor. Do whatever you want. The thing about going your own way is you can go your own way. Like the woman was saying, you could just be single, you know. I said, well, maybe I want a doll. I mean, is it hurting? Is it really hurting you that I have a doll? Like, that's what I was trying to tell this woman. Are you in physical pain?
Yeah, it's clear.
Because no. I'm having a...
No.
It's like, I don't get it. I really
it
don't.
No, they want male validation. They want male validation so fucking bad.
It's yeah, wasn't there another Better Bachelor video about a former model who couldn't handle post-wall fight?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that when advertised. I haven't checked that out. I haven't been listening to Better Bachelor in a while, but I've been listening to him recently, and he's been on point.
Well, thumbnails give me all the information I need to know. I don't need a 20-minute video on why.
Well, it depends. Sometimes he'll have really good comments. Sometimes his commentary is really good, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a point I didn't get.
Yeah, my problem was I listened to it for like a month, and in months straight, it sounded like him whining about it, and I didn't like it.
Oh, really? Okay. I mean, that's fair. But basically, you know, when I look at videos, because I get, you know, so many different videos I subscribe to a lot of stuff, so they always recommend me a lot of different videos. So I basically check out, oh, okay, like, I'm not interested in everything Coach Greg Adams says, I'm not interested in everything Better Bachelor says, I'm not interested in everything Pop says. But every once in a while, there's one video that's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of curious about that. So I check it out. And, you know, that's basically where I sometimes get content and stuff like that. And, of course, I'm not using... I actually deactivated my Facebook account. I mean, I
wow.
do... Yeah, I do miss... I do miss the... I mean, there's people on there from my friends and family and stuff like that, so... I might go back on in a few days, like maybe a month or so, but I need a break from debating with all the stupid. I really do need a break from debating with all the stupid. I got banned for calling this woman a dumb bitch. Well, I mean, she was. Wow. She was. She was. It's like you got me mixed up with somebody else a long time ago. She got me mixed up with this doll guy, and you know what doll guy I'm talking about, Hoshioni. That doll guy. The one that was doing the I'm trying to do edgy scary
videos.
Yeah. She thought I was him. And I said, well, you're not the one, because she was telling me all kinds of things. She's like, well, you're a degenerate, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I know I'm a degenerate. But you didn't get me mixed up with that guy, you dumb bitch. And then, of course, oh, you know, and I actually put an exclamation mark instead of the I, so she must have reported me, the fucking bitch, but whatever. I mean, those guys, I didn't really like the people there, because there was one guy that's like, I want to take all degenerates and man have mandatory beatings and beat them out of town. I'm like, what? It's like, dude, really?
Okay, we can just put that dude on the wall.
Some Texas guy.
Wow, so it's basically like your typical school bully nonsense.
Yeah, he's married.
I hate these types of... you're not going to change anyone's opinion these days. This isn't fucking Naruto. Punching someone in the face doesn't give them, like, a life-changing revelation.
Yeah, it's like, oh...
They're just going to...
It's like, we'll beat them out of 10.
They're just going to figure out how not to get punched in the face again.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to beat them out of town. Uh-huh. What do you think this fucking is? The Wild West? We're gonna wrestle y'all out of town here. It's like, no, it doesn't fucking work like that, cowboy. We're not playing Red Dead Redemption.
No, what it is they want someone they can fight.
Yeah.
But they don't want to lose. Yeah. They also want to get, like, praised for beating up someone weaker than them.
Yeah.
So they find targets that are socially okay to beat up. And there you have it.
Yeah. Because remember, they don't like you because you're not... you don't have a family. You must be an incel. You must be a blah-blah-blah. You must be a whatever. You're not simping for your wife like I am. I simp for my wife. I'm like, God damn.
Grim, and these are the people like Jack Murphy.
These are the fucking Jack Murphy type guys. Like with the fucking Marika video I did. That Marika video I did, I was like, it's like, come on, brother! Oh my god, that was great. That video was great, I'm sorry. That was so much fun to do that. I was like, dude, if it's a Marika scene, I have to do it as Jack Murphy. I gotta do it in the Jack Murphy voice. So that was great. But yeah, I'm tired of this But I'm really fucking...
Did you see that conservative?
The what?
The conservative that I sent it, Chief. I didn't probably have to do it. Because the moment I heard those lines, I knew exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just tired of the overcompensation and watching everyone fall into a rat trap set for us by the WEF.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Like, they got everything in the minefield, and you can't avoid any of it.
Keep in mind, these are all basically white nationalists. That's really what they are. They're like, I mean, most of these people, like, you know, I don't notice anybody, but other than Arabic people. I've noticed a lot of Arabic, but that's because of the Muslim, background, Islam, stuff like that. But I will say that basically what they do is... Yeah, they're like, okay, you're not having white babies. You're a white man. You're not creating any kids. If I was black, they would probably say a lot of horrible things to me. They wouldn't even let... That's one thing I noticed. There's very few black folks on this particular person's feed that I was arguing with. One of her friends. There's only like one or two. But other than that, most of them are just all white and Arabic and stuff like that. And she's kind of like a power lifter, so a lot of these guys, some of them are simps, and she actually found out that they were simps because she posted them. They found out they were simps because she posted a video of she didn't post a video, she posted a picture of her and her ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, and he was a manlet, like literal manlet, and she said, well, I liked his personality and blah 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 blah. And then she said, I didn't realize that my DMs were going to be completely full of guys after I posted that. And yeah, that's what was happening. What the hell? This dude, I just fell in the game. And the game character just tells me I never consented to this. It just said, it's like, oh, I never consented to this. I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm playing as the Lucy Demon character. I guess she's the consent demon. Consent suck? I don't know. I fucking don't know. Probably some VTuber.
I'm sure it's a G joke.
Yeah, it's gotta be. I mean, there's cum all over the fucking game. You know how you get stuff in your screen? Well, in this game, it's cum.
And of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's come. And of course, yeah, it covers your screen. It makes things really hard to see. I like this track, though. These tracks are all very well designed.
Like the ink item in Mario Kart.
Yes, like the ink item in Mario Kart. But yeah.
Just like the tiny censorship blood.
I'm just so fucking tired of it. That's why I really came full circle with supporting adult games. Was going into degenerate shit like Starless and Inuyosha and stuff like that because I'm tired of these damn right-wing. I'm like, if I'm a degenerate, then I might as well fucking live. Then I might as well live that life. I might as well fucking be the degenerate. Be the degenerate they don't want you to be. Be the degenerate they hate. Because all they're going to do is fucking judge your life. Think about it. All they're going to do is judge your life. Like say you get a girlfriend and you get her pregnant and you get married and all that. You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna have to go through a period where they're like, well, you were still a degenerate for this amount of time, and they're gonna be like one of those things. Once a degenerate, always. Yeah, always a degenerate, or something like that. So basically, you're fighting to get in their bullshit clique. And you're never going to get in their bullshit clique. Because they all think they're better than you. They're all trying to match this archetype they have of the white race. And I'm not saying that, white people haven't given us great architecture and, fitnesses, but again, it's not, they're always, like, one of these guys was like a huge gym bro. And if you look on his profile, on the main cover image, it's this architecture. And if you see guys with a lot of architecture like that, they're mainly white nationalists. And the reason why I know that is because there's a white nationalist rapper. And that white nationalist rapper, in his video, it's very, very common for him to use architecture. He used statues, Greek statues, all these statues of... That's what they try to say. They're like, well, we did all the statues and we did all this and no other cultures did anything else. And I'm like, well, that's pretty stupid. But
yeah.
But that's what they useless do.
Like, that's they're, what, no, they're actually white. They're less than useless. They're subhuman.
That's what they do. And they well see those are terms they put use. Them
on the wall.
Those are actually terms they the use wall. Though, Mal. They use those terms. Like, they will use subhuman. They will use lowlife. They will use stuff like that. They said, oh, you look at porn at all in your life. Period. You are a coomer degenerate. Like, they constantly overuse coomer. And, I found a Rolling Stone. I found a Rolling Stone article that actually linked coomer to the alt-right. And I was like, well, hold on, let me see how they do it. Because you know how they get with these articles. But I read it, and I'm like, okay, so the people that created coomer, basically, it was like a meme. It wasn't actually made to, discourage somebody. Basically, when they started No Nut November, they basically said, if you lost, you changed your picture to a coomer picture. And it was kind of a laugh that you had, But it was basically a challenge. It was like the ice bucket challenge, remember
bucket,
that?
The ice bucket challenge,
it was
yeah.
just something like that. But these NoFap coomers, many of them are white nationalists, unfortunately. I'm not saying they all are, and I'm not saying that NoFap is bad for a while. But I'm saying that, there's research. People, as me and Ken were talking, if you quit using it, you lose it. Basically, they're saying if you're young and you're not doing that when you're at a younger age, developing age, your body just throws away those pleasure centers. It says, well, you're not using them. We don't need them. That's what the body does. And you can actually have women fail to get orgasms and stuff because they do that. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to do it. I didn't know that. But this is information that Ken was telling me. Oh, yeah. We've been trying to discuss this, but I haven't been able to get a hold of Ken. He's been super busy. I haven't even seen him make videos.
What?
So, Yeah, he did a video, and I haven't seen him do a video since. He's been very, very busy. But we want to talk about Aerogay and all kinds of stuff like that. There's a bunch of stuff we want to talk about psychologically. I want to talk to him about Starless psychologically and what you do with somebody that's gotten through a hypersexuality period like that. See, that's something I really, really wanted to talk about. Because one thing...
Well, I'm sure he can tell you all about these people who read really loud and probably are the worst degenerates of them all.
Well, yeah, but what I am saying, though, is... See, the thing about Starless that a lot of people need to really keep in mind is what's going on in that mansion is a trauma. This is trauma. But it causes hypersexuality. Basically... What happens after they get out of the mansion? And this is very, very, very clear in several of the after games. The constant urge to masturbate. The constant urge to get off to the craziest shit ever. You can't get off to normal things anymore. You have to get off to really, really crazy, over the top, because you've been through over the top shit. You've literally gotten to the point where you can't normal means anymore. This is a real big issue. This is where you constantly, you become like a nymphomaniac. You want to have sex all the time because your body has been conditioned to hypersexuality. You're constantly wanting to have sex. And that's because they were actually creating people to breed. Like, that was the whole idea. They created people to breed, so they could, I mean, I told you the story of Starless. They basically created these people, they have these people come work for them, they train them, and after they train them, they either survive and they make it, or they become specimens where they lock them up in a room. They basically extract their sperm. They put it into the women. They impregnate the women, and they basically take the child and then they sell it to these really super rich families because it's supposed to have superior genes.
Wow.
Yep. It was all eugenics. Maria's a eugenicist. It was all about eugenics. Why do you think all these old men are paying for the privilege to have children with these beautiful young women that they hire? Because these old men are successful. And they believe that successful old men have genes that will pass on successful children. This is all old school eugenics thinking. This whole fucking thing is Ted Turner. This whole fucking thing is elite. Why do you think I kept playing Starless? It wasn't about the sex for me. It was the fact that I was learning about what very well may be going on in real life. Maybe not to that extent, but maybe going on in real life where they're taking these children and they're selling them off based on, eugenics. They're even having it where you can build your own babies now. I mean, they even have some devices now, if you've looked it up on the internet, where you can basically design a child. You can design the eye color, the hair color, everything else. So this is all stuff that isn't so far-fetched. That's Starless. That's what it is. And basically, they lock them up. It was in The Endless Nightmare. The Endless Nightmare is what really tells you what Starless is all about. And again, they trapped them. Remember the vase? The vase kept falling. The vase, there was a cut in the base of the vase, So basically, every time you would go to polish it, the base would fall, and it was worth $8 million, and most people didn't have the money to pay $8 million, so they'd have to stay there, and they'd either be sold into sex slavery or other things in order to pay off the debt that they couldn't pay with money. And then...
Basically it was a trap.
Well, and even the car. Like, Marika gives the car to Sawatari. The car, even though she admits, and I legitimately believe it, I legitimately believe that Marika did not want to sabotage this car. But Marie ordered her to sabotage the car. So when they basically have the endless nightmare, they're driving off. And the brakes give out, and they said, well, basically you're going to crash, you're going to go over the guardrail, you're going to go into the forest, you're not going to survive, and if you do survive, and it's like, well, maybe you'll die, but if you don't die, we're right behind you, we're going to pick you up and rescue you, and we're going to put two burnt corpses in and make it look like you died, So then you'll be dead, and nobody will wonder where you are, and then you'll be our property forever. And then she talked about having the people farm. And it said, you're going to be part of our people farm forever. And there's nothing you can do about it. And that was the endless nightmare, where they showed them all locked up in cages, where they're just sperm. They basically milk them like cows. They impregnate the women, and when they get too old and they can't do it anymore, they harvest their bodies for organs. Yep. Only, yeah, Sei Shoujo wrote all this, man. But the man's a genius, because I believe that shit like that's going on. I've studied way too much conspiracy. There's way too many fucking missing persons out there.
What do you mean conspiracy? I've seen facts.
There's way too many missing people out there. There's way too many missing people out there for that not to be the case. And that's scary. Because you know how you know what they did? All they did anything that somebody can do right now. This is why you have to be very careful of online ads. Or any ads. Because what they did is they said, hey, if you work here 2 weeks, we'll pay you 4 million yen. That's a lot of money around the time in Japan, when the game was written in 2011. 4 million yen. It's a lot of money. So, basically, a lot of, you know, young kids, you know, needing money for college, or needing money for college, whatever they're going, they're like, wow, 4 million yen in 2 weeks, and all I have to be is a servant? That's it? So, of course, it's too good to be true. And it winds up to be a trap. And that's one of the things that they're trying to teach you. And even if they survive, they become fucked up forever, because it creates a hypersexuality. And that's when they're just like, oh, I've got to have sex every waking moment. Because I've been conditioned to constantly masturbate. I've been conditioned to constantly... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about here, guys. That's why Starless is important. Because there's so much psychology in it. There's so much shit that can actually happen in real life. And it's unlike anything with, you know, these other games, like Inuyosha, where it's demons or something. Yeah, I don't believe Bible Black. I mean, some of that, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I studied the occult, but I've never seen anything like Bible Black happen. But, yeah, as far as Starless, 100% I believe that's going on. There used to be a show about this southern, it was a reality show I watched way back in the day, about this southern couple, or this southern family, and basically the kid, he was like a ginger, and he wanted to be a rapper. And basically they did a whole video on him, and they had this woman, she was known, I think she died, but her name was Meemaw. And you know, she was a grandmother, and they went to Hollywood, and she was looking around, she'd never been to Hollywood before in California. And she noticed, and she said, all these people with high walls have something to hide. I believe that. I believe that very, very much. I think if you've got great big high walls on your property, you've got something to hide. I don't think people with high walls and gates and things like that, I don't think, I mean, I know that there's people that want to be away from people, like celebrities and stuff, so they want to keep their places, but you look at a whole area of Hollywood, and just all these mansions and everything is just walled, like great big walls around everything, and usually people do that for secrecy, and they have these parties, you know. I talked about Seth Green when he got loose-lipped on Tom Green's show, you know, and he talked about the fact that he was invited to an Eyes Wide Shut party. A real one in Hollywood. And he said the things in that part. This is Seth Green of Robot Chicken. The stuff that he had seen, he said it scared him to death. He said he's never been so frightened by the things he saw. It put him in shock. He ran out of there as fast as he could, jumped in his car, and drove away as far and as fast as he possibly could. This is a man in Hollywood. This is the man behind Robot Chicken and so many other shows. He's got money. This guy's got... He's seen Hollywood. He's seen what goes on. This is a man telling you, hey, shit ain't right. There's probably literal sex. I mean, there's sex trafficking. There's people being bought. There's people being bought in Starless. You know what they do every fucking year? They have a big party. They have a big... they might even do it every month. But they have a big party where they basically sell their merchandise. And they sell their merchandise to these rich, wealthy old men and old women that have all this money. They basically sell the young men. A lot of the young men become sex slaves to the woman, to Kimishima. But basically, the women, the young girls, they get sold to these rich old men to impregnate. Because they want their seed.
Wow.
Yeah, they want their seed. They wanna fuck these beautiful women. They want to have their babies. So they pay, they have an auction. They're like, go ahead, start your bids. And they're like, okay, this one's $1 million. And then the money is stupid high. And some of these, like, see, the Soiled Bride ending, which told so much. Basically, the Soiled Bride is basically, hey, we're going to let you pay for privileges. This is Mitarai. We'll let you pay for privileges. Basically, if you want to have sex with her for a week, you pay. We're gonna auction this privilege off. So obviously, you know, they'll start getting a couple millions, and then they're like, okay, well now we're gonna have it where we'll auction off a month with her, and then we're gonna auction off where you can impregnate her. And then finally, the last one they auction off is the wife. And of course Sawatari takes that because he's like, oh, she's gonna be my wife. And then he's like, okay. And the mistress says to him, she's like, I'm gonna be real with you. You know, the wife privilege is the one that we do last because it's the one that most people aren't interested in. And there's a very good reason for that. Because she's not gonna be your wife for 2 to 3 years. And she has to get done with all of her privileges. She says, I can make you married right now. We can sign the documents and make her your wife. You guys can be married right this instant. I can have the paperwork set. But mostly, this is an option that nobody wants. It never gets more than 180 yen. 180 yen ain't shit. 180 yen
is like $1.80.
It's like $1.08. Yes. You know why they pay so little? Because she's loose. She's useless goods. This is... Look. You know what they paid? Was they paid for sex privileges. They paid for pregnancy. And guess... And look what Sawatari wins. Sawatari just doesn't win just only a loose wife that's been ran through by all kinds of old men and fathered several children. But guess what? He also gets to raise the children for these old men. They all become his children. So these old men basically get to, yep. And guess what happens? She says, oh, I feel bad for you. So I'm going to go ahead and let you see her every month. So guess what he does? Every month he goes to see her. And the guy's like, well, he's like, you're the guy that married her, huh? Well, hate to tell you this, but I'm going to be impregnating your wife right now. And, well, I mean, it's going to happen. She's been given drugs to ovulate, so she's going to get pregnant. And, I don't know, man. Maybe you're into this shit. Like, he literally says that. He says, maybe you're into this shit or something. I don't know. But I don't know. I'm going to fuck her. And he said, basically, I had my penis enhanced. And the women love it. So she'll probably love it, too. And guess what? And this is so... Like, there's a red pill in this. Because basically what it shows is how much of a goddamn simp he is. Why he can't just move on. And there's twice he does this. He does this. The first time he does this, she's pregnant, right? So she's basically having his child. And, she's having the old man's child, okay? And then all of a sudden... She's like, well, I feel bad, so I'm going to go ahead and give you a hand job at least. So while this old guy is fucking her in the pussy, She is giving him a hand job. She's giving Salutari a hand job. Just pretend it's my pussy. Pretend it's my pussy, Salutari. And Salutari's okay, I'm getting off to this. I was like, no, Salutari, you're the most pathetic excuse for a man I've ever seen in my entire life. And
then she gets pregnant.
Then she gets pregnant. He comes back. And he said, well, she's pregnant with my seed, and I'm going to fuck her again. It's like, you must like this. And she's like, well, I'm going to give you an onahole this time, Salutari. And you can pretend it's my vagina while this guy pounds in. And guess what? And guess what? It's not over, guys. It's not over. She gets, he pounds her.
Wait a minute.
He pounds her, and guess what? And he pounds. No, listen. Listen, the old guy pounds her, and she says, "I bet you like my cock." And she says, "Yeah, I like it way more than Salutari." She gets used to this old man's cock. She actually tells Salutari in front of him, "Oh, his penis is so small, and yours is so large, and feels so great, dude." While she's using an onahole, pretend it's my pussy, Salutari.
Wow.
Dude, I'm gone after this. Guys, there's no way in hell any legitimate man. And he says, well, at least I'll get her in 2.5 years. And you get to raise her fucking fuck babies. And you get to raise her fuck babies, but fathered by some rich old men. They're probably snobby bastards. They don't fucking care. They're bastards. They're bastards.
If I can get my $2 back, shit.
You already know it's destiny.
And you know what he did? And here's the fucking sucky part, guys. Dude thought it was going to be a lot of money. So he already had $1 million left over, right? From when he got back from the mansion. So he works his fucking ass off doing all kinds of jobs to get another 2 million yen. You know how hard he had to work to make 2 million yen? He went back to school. You mean to tell me, working all those jobs, you didn't run into any beautiful women at all? You've got 1 million yen plus 2 million. You're doing good. Like, really? And he's like, oh no, I gotta have this girl. I gotta make sure she has. Dude, this is before he married her. This is before he married her. This is after he left.
He already had one itis.
Yeah, he already had one itis. He's like, oh, I'm gonna make enough money to marry her. And she'd already spent 6 months in the house getting pleasured by God knows who, and God knows how many old men. She's already been, she's fucked. It's done. It's over with. She's even saying she likes the pleasure from the old men more. It's like, dude, you're gonna have a woman you can't satisfy. You're gonna have a woman you cannot satisfy. Because she's already been banged by all these old men with enhanced penises and all this shit. And then you go in there and she's even telling you how small you are, how you're not gonna work. She's already blown out. She even said in the pregnancy video, look at my pussy. Look how pink and nice it looks. It won't in a few years after I get banged but fucked by all these old men. When the black video letter said so much. That's why there's rants in the video. Why do you think that video is 1 hour and 40 minutes? Because it's me fucking ranting about it. Calling him such an idiot. Telling men never, ever, ever do this. Wondering why he didn't throw those videos away and go find him a girlfriend. And you know what pissed me off so much about the black letter video ending? Salutari actually had a period where he was upset. I can understand a period where you're upset. But he said after a few months, he actually was getting back on it. He was going back to school. He was getting his studies. He was getting things worked on. He was probably going to meet another girl. He was probably going to meet another girl. You know, he's got a lot of sexual experience now. They probably would be really interested in him now. But what I'm saying is, I mean, he's got a notch. He's got notches on his belt. He's got all kinds of kinks and stuff. He could have any kind of girl he wanted in that college. But what I'm saying is, he decided, but he's like, I gotta have Minerai. I gotta have Minerai so bad. And the reason for this is simple. There's a psychological reason to this, though, guys. It's called a trauma bond. The reason why they're close is because they both endured the same trauma. They're both young people. They were both employed as servants, and they had a trauma bond. So that's something that really he needed to go to a counselor, a therapist, and get that worked out. She had the same trauma bond that he did.
This kind of reminds me of 1984.
They weren't, huh?
This reminds me of the relationship dynamic in 1984.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a trauma bond. That was also a
trauma
bond.
You know, they really
bond.
Don't talk about the woman's side of 1984 too much.
No, they don't.
Graham, please go back.
But,
I can't believe I fucking heard... the fucking owner while she's getting banged out by a goddamn... I can't...
50-year-old guy. 50-year-old guy with a belly so big that his belly rests on her butt. His belly rests on her butt.
I'm gonna go through right now.
His belly actually rests on her butt. That's the thing.
I got like 20.
It's crazy. And, I mean, I'm telling you, it's... I don't know. I don't get it. He's such a fucking cuck. And the thing is, like, I get it, he had a trauma bond. But you needed to go to a damn... Like, literally, you needed to go see somebody. That's when you go talk to somebody. You go talk to a therapist. And there's a problem...
No wonder you want to talk to him about that.
Now, the problem is, he said he noticed several high-ranking police officials in the party. So a lot of people know about it. So there's really not a whole lot you can do and say. Like, you can't arrest anybody.
Yeah.
But what you can do is you can get therapy. You can get therapy, and, I mean, you just have to say, hey, I had this ordeal. I've been put through a lot of issue, you know, stuff. And I just need to get my head clear out, you know, stuff like that. It'll take a lot of work. It will take medicine. I said this in my video. It will take medicine. I'm not for medicine all the time. But when you have a situation like this, I think even Ken would agree that you'd have to bring in the meds for that.
Yeah.
But basically...
Sometimes you need the drugs to actually help because you're just that damaged.
But basically...
Oh, he's beyond done. He's beyond done.
But listen,
yeah, can save him.
But
yeah,
listen,
that's true.
But listen to me, guys. What I'm trying to say here is that he... All right, there was three videos. The first video is them getting impregnated. And that's what caught... And guess what happened? So Salvatore goes, he opens up the video case. He watches the video. And after he's watching the video, he actually finds himself starting... I mean, because again... He's hypersexualized. And let me tell you why he's getting... There's two reasons I want you to know why he's getting off. Because I know you guys are like, oh, he's watching an old man impregnator. It's not the fact that he's getting off to the fact that the old man is impregnating her. The fact of the matter is, he's getting off to the fact that the old man is doing something he wants to do. He's getting off to the fact that he wants to be... Where that guy is. He wants to be impregnating her. He's getting off to the fact that's what
about.
It is. He wants what that guy's getting. He's like, if I were there. Oh, wow. He's like, look, she's getting impregnated. That could be me. That's what he wants. I mean, in the true ending, he impregnates her pretty much right then and there. The true canon ending where he impregnates her quickly and they constantly are having sex, unprotected sex, by the way, he's all about having as many babies as possible. And they're constantly fucking because they're both hypersexualized from the mansion. They never went to get therapy or anything, which is what they really both needed. So I don't know what the hell happens to them then. I guess that's just the unfortunate result of going through all that hell in that mansion. But yeah, basically...
There have been some cases where having kids will make all the difference in that, so who knows.
I'm guessing the mistress still gets away with it?
Of
course.
Yeah, of course. He says at the end, he said things are never going to change as long as that mansion exists. And that's the canon ending. That's the canon ending. He said that mansion doesn't go away, there's no police, nobody... Nobody's going to get rid of that. It's not going to change. And Kiyoshi... Kiyoshi, actually, the son, he starts becoming more depraved himself. And I'm not saying depraved as in, like... Well, you see Kiyoshi often at the table. He doesn't say much. But when you get to play the evil path, you finally get to see Kiyoshi do some degenerate shit. Basically, he has Meteri now, and he takes all his young friends. Now, because I couldn't discern if they were Shota because they didn't show the face. There was an absolute Shota scene, but I took it out. Like, you'll see the very beginning of it, but you won't see the end, and I think it was absolutely despicable, so I didn't want to show it anyway. Like, it was beyond fuck shit. I mean, I can explain. If you really want to know what happened, I can explain what happened. It'll give you more hatred for the mistress, because she did some real ultra, ultra fuck shit. But basically, what she did is there's an orphanage that she donates money to. And basically, they gave her these orphan kids, orphan boys that had not had their puberty, but they're barely puberty. And basically, she didn't. They're not even allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to masturbate. They're not allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to have sex. They're basically kept to be virgins. So what she does is she extracts their sperm, and then once they're completely destroyed, she pretty much does away with them. They're no good anymore. She probably harvests them for organs. And she's like, well, I've already broken these boys. And they're like, that's okay. We'll send you more next time. Yeah. Yeah. She does some absolutely horrible, despicable shit. And she's supposed to be the exaggeration of what very well might be going on with some of these elites. Some of these elites very well may be doing this kind of shit.
Now, the problem is that the fiction might be underplaying the actual reality.
Even, you know what? Everything in Starless is frightening because it can all happen. There isn't a device in Starless, maybe aside from a few items, that is not anything that we can conceive. Now, I don't know. I mean, they do have a truth serum, so I don't know if the truth serum actually exists. But there's a lot
Yeah, they got that.
Okay. Because they do have, like,
At least if you believe, like, the Cold War type of shit, and right. There's certain...
Because they do have, like, a truth serum, and then they have, like, they have stuff that you basically inject it into the temple, and it makes you go absolutely fucking crazy. Like, it's sexually charged. Like, there's that. There's a lot of sexual drugs that they inject, and I don't know how true. And there's also a suppository they stick up their ass that basically gets them aroused automatically. Yep, they do that a lot. The old men do that, too. I don't know if this is a real drug. I don't know if it's something that people use, but there's also a version for women, and it's basically...
Yeah, there are...
I don't know
that's
if that's
how those generally work, is basically if you put it in the other way, it will... dissolve into your bloodstream than your stomach digesting it.
Yeah, that's what they do. But yeah,
and bypass anything that would mitigate its effects.
So I'm pretty sure that a lot of these drugs exist. Now, the only thing that I don't think exists or would work is the machine that injects the sperm back into the balls through the urethra. I don't believe that's how that works.
No.
That's not how that works. I didn't think that's how that works. But milking machines...
That's one of those things, even if it worked, it's just so easy to make that. You'd be better off just giving them food and drugs to just create more milk.
Right. Yeah. Because, they have the sperm extractors. The sperm extractor devices. I don't know if all that works. I guess it does. I don't know. I mean, I know they have the Chinese thing that basically you put your penis in it and it's like, it pretty much milks you. But I don't know. But again, pretty much everything they've mentioned or that's in the game is something that exists. And that's scary. Like, it's something they can do. Because they said basically, in the nightmare ending, or the endless nightmare ending, they inject a green liquid into their anuses, basically. They inject everything's injected through the anus. Because you don't even see their mouths or their faces. But basically, you don't even see the fronts of them. Well, you see the front of some of the characters, but for the most part, the guys, you're only seeing their bottom, their lower areas. I've posted a picture in Drexel's server. But anyway, they inject a green liquid into the anus, and it's all the nutrients and everything that they need for the day, and it also includes, like, I don't know if we have stuff like that, but it basically gives that to them and makes them produce sperm and all that kind of thing. And that's all they get. And then, of course, they have another tube they put out, which extracts. It's basically a colonoscopy. So they basically just get all the waste out. And then, yeah, that's it. And then that's what they do. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that works. I mean, again, there isn't anything I've seen so far in the game that isn't something that we can't either develop or wouldn't go on. There's nothing that I'm just like, oh, I don't believe that. Except for maybe the sperm injected back into the balls thing. That's the only thing I've ever seen. But other
That just sounded like they wanted to make something evil and ratchet for the sake of making something evil and ratchet.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, that's all they did. What was really cool, though, I don't know if this is true and somebody can look it up, is the mistress has a talent with acupuncture. And basically, she was using these needles, these small needles, in a way...
No, wait, I can actually confirm that won't work, because a guy tried doing the same thing, but without a fancy machine, and he died of a yeast infection.
Well, okay, but this is different. This is... Basically, she was using the needles in certain places on the mammary glands to increase milk production. Don't know if that's a thing.
I bet you're talking about the unjizz machine.
No. But what I'm talking about is basically there was this thing where they would inject they basically would put the needles into the mammary glands, and it would cause them to produce more milk by the way of acupuncture, by hitting those acupuncture glands. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I'm just talking about what they did in the game. But, yeah. That's what's scary about it. Because, again, any of this shit can happen. It's not like closed game, where everything is future technology and stuff we don't have yet. And here's you step through this light and it heals all your wounds. It destroys all the monster eggs inside you, all that. Yeah. It's not like that with Starless. Everything seems like it could happen. And that's scary as shit. Like, when I went to bed... Think about what happened when I went to bed after I saw the nightmare ending. I thought about that. Like, I went to bed closing my eyes thinking about that. Actually putting myself in one of those cages and be like, think about it. You're in this dark room... They open you up every once in a while just to do that, and then you're closed again, and you're stuck in this position. So I'm thinking, what do? Do they just sleep? I mean, what else do they have to do? There's no television there. There's nothing they can watch. I mean, it would be great if they could have a TV in there. At least the guy could watch Kamen Rider or something while he's getting milked.
No, you're not going to be allowed to... You're not going to be able to sleep. To a certain point, you'll sit too much sleep. It'll drive you insane.
That's just insane. I just couldn't. And again, they're like, they can't see the sun. They can't even see the sun. Everything is just complete in that basement, locked up in the basement of that hospital. So, I don't know, man. It's absolutely crazy. Because they actually took them. Because remember, in the endless nightmare, they take them to the hospital. They don't take them to the mansion. They take them to the hospital that she runs. And she runs that hospital as a front for her breeding operation. So, yeah, guys. It's... Dick juice. Oh, thick juice. What the fuck is thick juice? Oh, that makes you big! Okay. I didn't know there was a power-up like that. But, yeah, dude, it's... I mean, we're almost done with it. I've got one more ending left to go through, and that's the worst end. Now, I may do something special for the channel if anybody's interested tomorrow night, because I want to...
Wait, there's an ending worse than the nightmare ending you just talked about?
Yes, yeah. There's an ending worse. It's to the... Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. I have all the endings and stuff like that. I'm not going to spoil it for the crowd, but yeah, no,
your worst ending.
Fuck your side life.
Worst ending. The game just hacks your computer, steals your IP address, and you wake up
in the game.
Well,
I know one of the things that happens in the worst end, but I only know one of the things that happens in the worst end. And, of course, it's the guillotine. I'm not saying anything else. But, basically, I know that happens.
Is it a penitine?
Yeah, but everybody knows that. Like, that's legendary. But I want to know if there's even more fucked up shit than that. Because
it gets more ratchet than that.
Oh
so.
My god!
I don't want to know.
Oh,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think I still have to get on my fucking computer. I just don't want to go through it because I don't want to deal with this cuck MC.
He's a cuck. He's an absolute cuck. Meteorai really fucked him over, and that trauma bond. You know what? And it's actually the mansion's fault. It's literally the mistress's fault. I will tell you what. It's the mistress's fault because she brought this person into him to allow him to get intimate with that person, which creates a trauma bond. If you're having sex with somebody and you're going through trauma, you're going to be attracted to each other because of the trauma and because of the intimacy. Mm-hmm. If you're experiencing sexual intimacy through trauma, it's going to bring you together. Mm-hmm. It's really fucked up. And Sei Shoujo knows that shit. He knew that shit when he was writing this game. That's why Starless did so well, because there's so much psychology in it. So it really speaks to what he was... I wonder what he was reading at the time, what kind of information... Like, that... And I haven't been able to find any information. Because remember, when you go into the dev logs, and I've looked at the dev logs for Starless, I've looked at the actual dev logs, I have not seen anything in there that even remotely points to the things that he was influenced by. Only the fact that they had to push the game back 7 times. It was their first game as Empress. Starless is their very first game as a company. They weren't sure they were going to be able to put it out at all. So, it did really, really... Yeah, it was very successful. And they were very... Like, you gotta understand how much they praise that game. And how much they talk kind of it. Like, they don't even mention the fact that that game is over-the-top degeneracy. They just talk about it being a game that they put a lot of hard work into and love and care. Like, you'd think they were making Super Mario with the way they talk about this game there. It's surprising. But yeah, I've looked at Empress's, you know, they end at closed game. They don't have any more devlogs after closed game. But if you want to read about everything that they were working on when they made these games, you'll be very surprised. Like, you're going to expect to see them really talking about the degeneracy. They don't. They talk about how hard it was to make the game and how lucky they are to have worked with these voice actors and stuff like that. They don't talk about these games as being harmful or anything. In fact, Sei Shoujo complains that he's had to draw a million fucking different... He's had to hand-draw shit. The big thing that you guys didn't know about these games is that in Japan, they had to do hundreds of hand-drawn art to give to these, because they had fan things where you would go in you would go to your store, your local otaku store, and you would go and you'd enter a raffle, and if you won the raffle, you'd get one of 50 prints, and these were special one of a kind prints that you could put in your house. There was even a poster that was hand drawn by Sei Shoujo for these games, and he talks about how hard it is. He says, "I haven't drawn by hand in years, so this was really difficult for me to do."
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody is... I hear some kind of language.
Yeah, I'm hearing something that resembles a YouTube video. Give me a second.
Yeah, something is going down.
I think it's coming from Tack. His is blinking green. No one else is blinking green.
That's all right.
That was my end.
I have headphones on. That's his end. He's fine. But yeah, a lot of the, you know, you think it's going to be, but Japan, it's never like that. Japan doesn't look at this stuff the same way we do. They're trying to tell a story, and they're trying to tell a sexy story.
Fiction is fiction, reality is reality.
Yeah, they're trying to tell a story, and they're trying to tell a sexy story, but Sei Shoujo has always been about his conspiracy. That's one reason why I love his work more than I do a lot of other hentai and eroge, because he's like, oh, let's look into this, let's look into that. You know, he's always about creating a mystery. Dominance has a mystery. That's why I got interested in Dominance. And yes, we are going to play Great Deceiver. I have decided we are going to play Great Deceiver. We do not support you buying Great Deceiver. If you buy it, you buy it, but we want you to support the games from Jazzed. Because remember, if you buy Great Deceiver from Jorin on Steam, you are not only getting the censored version that requires their patch, which is really hard to find, by the way, but you're also supporting censorship of the scenes. If you like censorship in your hentai, then by all means, buy the Steam version. But I don't think you like censorship in your hentai. So
that's... Grim, it gets worse. Because I have... So I was the dumbass before you put out this message that bought it on Steam.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. It skips the whole fucking story. It's about 20 minutes long, if you just... not even 20 minutes long. So you could sit there and press the control key. The whole story is about a minute long.
What?
Nothing happened.
Wow.
That's how censored and cucked it is. And so, yeah, I had to go get a patch from a different site. Luckily, the Steam community is fucking awesome, and somebody put the link up in the community page to get the patch to do it. I haven't done it yet.
Thankfully, the patch is free.
I'm damn sure I'm gonna buy the Jazz version because I just don't care. I'm just like, whatever.
One thing I am going to tell you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Thank you.
This is going to upset you. But Blood has no intentions of buying the of doing the Jazz version because Jorin already has the rights to it. One thing I want you to keep in mind. First, don't be upset. It does not have anything to do with Starless Cannon. Great Deceiver is a side story that was written as a partnership with another company that made a fitness game. It made a fitness eroge game. They basically just partnered with Empress to do this one-off. And you'll notice that the music, even, is Starless music. They just basically used the old Starless soundtrack. They didn't even bother to make new tunes. Now, however, if you, I even sent you a link to this one. If you buy, I know it's expensive, but if you buy, and remember, this is Blood telling, he said it again, he said it again about a couple days ago. If you want more Sei Shoujo, you need to buy the closed game physical edition. With the steel book, the badge, the soundtrack, the poster, all that cool stuff. It's $200, which is a lot of money for some people. But if you buy that, he says it will definitely support that game or other games like that coming out from Empress. He wants more sales on that game. Right now, if you want to know what the biggest game on Jazzed is right now, it's Del Dramatical Murder. And there's a reason for that. China bought that game. They released the Chinese version of Dramatical Murder. And basically, the Chinese version... Yeah, and basically, as far as Blood says, pretty much nothing's going to be able to dethrone that right now. Yeah, so... That will get... So you buy that. But what I will tell you, if you want another game... That's kind of degenerate, maybe more like Maggot Bates, but it's not just degenerate, it's also slice of life. This is the first time I've ever seen a slice of life game combined with straight full-on degeneracy. I'm talking slapstick, laughing jokes all over the place. That Inuyochu is a mixture of pure fucking hardcore degeneracy an anime slice of life comedy. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. They actually
took one look at the Dragon Maid manga and was like, yeah, we can do this, but a little better.
And this game came out in 2017. It's a remake of the first one. Now, the difference in this game is that you have several paths with different characters. So when you beat it with one character path, you can play as the other character, and you get their story. And then you get another story. So you get the same story with different points of views, different scenes, different things. And it's a whole different ball game. Right now, what we're playing, the Inuyochu video I posted this week, it's safe for work. There's not a damn thing in it that's nude. There's not a butt, there's not a breast shown. It's got some sexy jokes. It's got some sexy jokes, but what the hell? I think I found a bug in the game, guys. Holy crap, I'm trying to hit continue and it won't let me leave. It says, oh wow, it just went black screen. What the hell is going on? I'm playing a Zone Tan, and it's the main character, it's Shady himself. It says, oh my god, it's broken. You're gonna need to fix this. Well, shit.
Unless Zone Tan's ability to go Cthulhu mode is in the game, I don't know how to help you.
I don't know either, but I've got a black screen. The game is still in early access. Sorry, guys. But yeah, what I was saying, basically, was the fact that, yeah, Inuyochu, different storylines, different characters. It's all cool. There's some really fucked up shit. There's bugs, obviously, giant demon bugs. And there's a giant horse or unicorn demon. He's a one of them, I guess, from the whole 72 demon thing. But I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know how they got demons in the school. Somebody's fucking around in the occult club. Isn't it weird that Japan has occult clubs? They're like, oh, somebody's fucking around in the occult club, so let's summon a demon. And then there's giant demon bugs and a horse demon that's trying to fuck everybody. And they actually use the horse demon in Jast as a reaction, as an image now. Basically, when they're like, okay, what do we do? There was a rants thing they showed, and it was basically like, what? It's basically like, give her a blanket, and then it's like, rape her. And then all of a sudden, somebody posted that horse head guy, and I'm like, yep. Dude, I want to play that game, because I want to know more about that horse head guy. But, yeah, you can get Inuyochu. It's actually the second best-selling game on Jast right now. It was the third, but now it's the second. And you're going to hate what the third best-selling game was. That's that fucking cuck game that they came out with that I don't want to fucking have any point. No, I'm not playing that shit. I'm not buying that shit. It's literally a cucking game. It's called, let's see here. It's called, okay, well, oh, wow, the Heart Dear Roommate remaster actually got number 2. Okay. Well, now Inuyochu is number 3. And Notorious Neighbor, Coming for Their Wives. That's the fourth best-selling, it was the third best-selling game on Jast. Notorious Neighbor, and of course it has Notori in the fucking title. And of course, Pirate Booty and the Bukkake Buccaneer is number 5.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then, of course, number 10, Elf Wives Cheat to Ride My Meat. I love these titles. And you know, School Days is still number 8. People are still buying School Days to this day.
Yeah,
I remember watching that in high school.
Just not for us.
You should actually try the PlayStation 2 version.
I have the PC version, and it has the all the stuff, so it should be fine. I bought it.
I can see the PS2 version's even. I need to see what the fuck they put in there.
Well, there's nothing different. The only thing they took out a lolly scene, but you can add it back in with a patch. No, that's not that's not that one. That's Shiny Days. Shiny Days is the one. And they're almost done with Clover Days. Now, you gotta understand, both of those games cost me $50 together when I bought them. So I don't ever want to spend that fucking much money on them. Like, no way, that's too much money. It has to be a really good game. Now, I know that School Days is practically an anime, but... I mean, it's funny that they made an anime based on a game that's basically an anime. It's basically an FMV anime game where you make decisions. But the difference between the anime and the hentai or the game is it actually shows the sex scenes. The anime doesn't show the sex scenes, obviously.
I'm pretty sure there's a censored and uncensored version of the anime.
Yeah, but it's not going to show the full hentai scenes that the anime... School
Days.
But it's not going to show
the full... I thought it did. I remember seeing that.
And the anime? Because it would be considered a hentai if they showed...
Yeah.
Huh. Well, also, I will... Not all the time. But for the most part, a lot of hentai is censored from its original source material. Inuyosha was like that. Because Inuyosha, you'll look it up, you'll find out it does have hentai. Now, the difference between the Inuyosha hentai and the Inuyosha game is that the Inuyosha game had several scenes that they did not put into the hentai. Just like with Euphoria, and I know Starless has an anime or hentai, but I've heard that they took a lot out of it. And of course Sleepless now has a hentai, but I'm not going to play it because I'm not going to spoil myself. I mean, I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to... What?
Starless hentai is just one ending, so it's just, you know, that's why it's kind of boring to, like, somebody who played the game, because it's just leading up to this, that one ending. I forgot which ending it is.
Look, man,
what ending is it?
That
I can
teacher.
Go through. I can go through all the endings. Is it go? Does it lead up to the worst end, or is it leading up to the meteorite?
The one where he just gets comfortable living in the mansion.
Okay, so it's the evil. It's the flowers of evil. It's the flowers of evil.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yep. Why would they end it with that? They didn't even do that with Bible Black. They gave you the original ending in Bible Black. But I heard that Bible Black Origins and some of the other Bible Blacks that they did as anime actually did cover the other paths. I don't know. I have them, but I haven't watched them to verify.
I never played the game. I just watched all the movies. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Well, the evil path of Bible Black is basically where you become evil and you start using the magic for yourself and you start using it. You know, you basically start doing magic, doing spells on people. You basically take the book and you use it to become powerful. I don't know if they actually did an anime based on that, but that was the evil path. And I actually did the evil path when we played the game. Because only reason I did that is because the normal path has already been covered in the anime. Like, everybody's seen the anime, so you pretty much know what to expect there. But the good path is, I mean, it is what it is. You get the girl and blah, blah, blah. I wanted the evil path. I wanted to show people something different. But with Starless, I wanted to do everything to show people all the scenes. So what I wanted to do, basically, was play tomorrow night. I don't know if anybody will be on or what anybody's doing. But tomorrow night, if anybody wants me to do this, I can go ahead and live stream the worst end. I can do a live fucking reaction to the worst end. I thought about doing that because I know it's legendary in the AeroGay community. It's considered to be one of the most fucked up endings of any one of these of all time. So, I think it might be worth having an audience for. That means I'll have it in the Discord, so you'll be able to watch it with me. And we'll read along and comment and stuff like that, like we're doing now. And see if that works. I've never done anything like this before, but I'd like to try it. Because I remember I tried, like, with a hentai before, and it didn't really work. Oh, wow, this whole thing is... This whole thing is screwed up. Man, this whole game is messed up. I can't do nothing with it.
All, you break it, Grim.
All it said is, oh man, there's a hentai scene.
Oh my god, not the fucking bit again.
There's a hentai scene here. Yes. It says some chicken nuggets right about now. Can you guys just pay me in chicken nuggets? I'm in a bit of a hurry, and there's a cute tentacle beast back home who surely needs my attention.
What?
And she's fucking Shades, the guy who basically, the Australian guy who makes all these games. She's basically giving him a foot job. Oh my god, she's giving him a foot job.
What?
Wow. Zone Tan is giving. Zone Tan's doing the same thing. Zone Tan's doing the same thing that Marisa did in the last scene we did for Starless last night. What the hell? Why is it always feet? There's so much feet that I've seen in the past couple of... I've seen more foot fetish shit in the past couple of days than I have in my life.